This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
Yes, my name is Mark Shuttleworth. This is Rock Talk, and this morning we are excited to welcome Laura Stradley, the Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center, back to the air with us. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Great to have you with us. We appreciate everything you guys do at Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. Give us kind of the lay of the land for folks who aren't familiar with Veterans Outreach Center. You guys have been around for a long time, grassroots, started by veterans themselves. And you have so many programs that help our men and women, our heroes who've worn the uniform. Tell us about this.
Yes. So actually, this year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, we were founded by returning Vietnam veterans. We are a nonprofit. We work alongside the VA and other community partners, and we really try to fill the gaps in services in our community. And so a lot of people think, well, when a veteran comes home, you know, they've got the VA, so what else do they need? And unfortunately, the reality is that many veterans don't have access to the VA because the way Congress has established priority groups of care, they're not able to get in. So really about 60% of the veterans who have served can't use the VA. And they do still, many of them need some help with employment and training and wellness programs. And so we offer all of that to anyone that wore their nation's uniform. It doesn't matter how long you served, when or where. A lot of different government agencies have eligibility criteria that speak to what branch of service or if you had to be in combat or not. And we welcome everybody. And so, like I was saying, we've got employment and training programs. We help a couple hundred veterans get back into meaningful employment every year. We have a variety of wellness programs, including a small fitness center and hydro massage, massage therapy, a barber shop. And then we just have a lot of different on-site programs that are supporting things like Veterans Treatment Court, residential facilities, and so much more.
Holy cow, that's a lot of stuff. Every time we talk about this or we've been down there, we've had tours, I just leave there and I'm like, I learn so much more every time we talk or every time we, you know, we tour the place because it keeps growing. It's huge. And there's something I never picked up before. So you got veterans from, is it from all over Rochester or beyond? What's the geographic region that you guys serve at the Veterans Outreach Center?
The Finger Lakes region, but we also have an opportunity for folks to connect with us online, and we do get inquiries from all over the country. And so our case managers will probably get about 400 inquiries from places across the United States each year, and they will connect folks to whatever local services are in their area.
And if somebody's listening and they're a veteran and they've never been to Veterans Outreach Center before, they just come down and walk in, right? They walk in the door, they're greeted by somebody and explain, you know, they're a veteran and kind of go from there, right?
Exactly. It's super easy. There's really no barriers to our service. You can just walk in. We have a food pantry and a clothing closet if anybody is really in need. And those are, you know, available Monday through Friday. So yes, and if you want to call us or get on our website, you can do that too and make an appointment, but we take walk-ins.
And I will say that if you're a listener and maybe you're a veteran, maybe you're not a veteran, you want to support this organization, you can go to their website and you can give at vocroc.org. That's their website, right?
Yes, that's right.
vocroc.org. You can support this awesome this awesome program that just supports our veterans locally, like started by veterans. And I want to point out that we're speaking with Laura Stradley, Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center, who happens to be a veteran herself. So we appreciate your service.
Oh, thank you.
And I think as a veteran and, you know, being the executive director, you understand where these men and women are coming from. You having served, you know, and had coming home and all that. You share that perspective that those of us who haven't worn the uniform, we just don't understand.
Yeah, and I think that's important to a lot of veterans. I was in the Army for 8 years and on active duty, and I think, you know, more than half of our staff are veterans, and I think it's just a bond that people who have served share, and it really helps break down some of the, you know, just the barriers that people sometimes have talking about themselves, talking about challenges that they're facing when they know somebody else has walked it that similar path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's invaluable, and we respect that greatly. Veterans Outreach Center website is VOCROC.org. Richard's House, tell us about this. You just had the ribbon cutting not long ago. I know this was a big project you guys have been working on. Everybody excited about it. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is so exciting to us. So we operate a homeless shelter called Richard's House, and we've had it since 2000, and it really, I think when it was first purchased, it was like, boy, you know, we probably need to get this thing renovated soon, and we'll get to that right away. And then 20 years later, you know,
yeah,
it needs more renovation, and it never got done in the first place. So we ended up investing $7 million into this facility, and it was years and years of fundraising and grant writing and all of that to be able to raise the money we needed. We are so grateful to everyone in the community that supported us on this project. It was over a year and a half of construction. We built an addition off of the existing facility. We went from 30 beds to 46 beds. We have created a space now that is not only beautiful. I mean, everybody that walks through there is just amazed at how nice it looks. But it's also got private bedrooms, private bathrooms, an elevator, which we never had before, and we serve a lot of people with disabilities, an amazing kitchen, walk-in freezers, coolers. We used to have about 13 refrigerators and freezers in the basement. So, you know, it's highly efficient. It's ADA. And it's what our men and women who serve to deserve. We're really appreciative to our general contractor that managed and built the facility, Pike Construction Services. They did a phenomenal job. And now we are ready to start receiving our veterans back again in a place that will feel like home to them.
That's wonderful. That's so great. What an accomplishment. And just the impact that's going to have on so many men and women in our community at Richard's House. We're grateful that you guys were able to complete that. So let's look ahead. We got Flag Day coming up. You guys are doing something special for Flag Day.
Yes. You know, every year for probably 20 plus years now, people may think about what goes on around that time of year and remember that they've seen us out and about town. And so this year, just like in previous years, we will be from June 10th to June 14th at over 50 different locations throughout Rochester. And we'll have some volunteers with a table set up. They'll be handing out those little handheld American flags. And if anybody wants to give a donation to support our essential programs and services, they are welcome to do that. It's a great opportunity for us to connect with the community and also one of our bigger fundraisers of the year. And I wanted to just really quick, I had a couple other thoughts on Flag Day, but I also just wanted to go back because I realized something really important about the Richard's House that I failed to mention is that, you know, not only are the folks that are staying there getting housing, which they may desperately need in their time of need, but we also have programs where 80% plus of the veterans who leave the Richard's House leave with permanent housing in place and they leave with a job. And wow. So they're not just coming in and staying there forever and flopping or whatever. I mean, they're getting things back on track and they are going out successfully. So
what is the average length of stay? Do you know at Richard's House? Is there an average or?
Yeah. It's probably about four to six months. Okay. They can stay, you know, longer than that if they need to, but they're working very actively with their case managers to make sure that any kinds of legal issues are resolved and employment is in place and, you know, sober support groups are going on, all those kinds of things. And they're moving out, you know, as soon as they've got those pieces in place. So
that's remarkable.
Yes. And so back to Flag Day, yeah. It's a great opportunity for us to connect with the community and for volunteers to come in and work with us as well.
So you mentioned that people can make donations on Flag Day when they're getting their flags. Richard's House is checked off, I suppose. Are there more big projects that you guys are working on at Veterans Outreach Center that need funding? Maybe people could give directly to those operations?
Yes. So the next two big things that we have going on is we are actually adding an addition off the backside of our North Campus to create a peer support drop-in center. Yeah. And we're going to be hopefully breaking ground on that later this year, close to the fall, winter time. And very soon thereafter, we are going to be completely renovating Priscilla's House, which is our facility for female veterans. Wow. So couple of big things in the pipeline, and people, you know, if they want to make their donation specific to that, they can do it. Otherwise, it supports, you know, any of our general operations on a day-to-day basis.
That's remarkable. I mean, you guys are just, there's always things to do, and there's always veterans to serve, and you guys are just always looking to improve and to serve better, and I respect that a great deal. We're speaking with Laura Stradley, Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. The website is VOCROC.org. You can find information there about everything that we're talking about this morning. You can find out ways to donate, ways to get involved and support Veterans Outreach Center as well. You have a big golf event coming up in July, Golf for Vets. Tell us about that.
Yes. So that's each year, as I mentioned a minute ago, we've got certain fundraisers that are kind of like our signature events. We have four of them. The first one of the year is Flag Day, and the second one is Golf for Vets. And so these four kind of signature events, which later in the year include the 5K and our gala just before Veterans Day, those support a lot of our programs throughout the year. So Golf for Vets is at Midvale Country Club, and it's going to be a really not only a good time for people that like golf, but we always incorporate some kind of cool things in there too. And I'm told that this year we may have a something that looks like a grenade launcher that will shoot golf balls.
Wow!
So combining two loves for people, military and golf, should be kind of cool. And we always have big, you know, auction items and a nice meal afterwards. So a great way to spend some time outside and then also support our programs and services.
Yeah, it's Monday, July 24th, Midvale Country Club. If somebody's interested in signing up for that, how do they go about doing that, Laura?
They can do it right on the website at vocroc.org, or they can call our fundraising staff at 295-7810, and they can get connected that way.
That's fantastic. So much going on at Veterans Outreach Center, as you heard, Richard's House just being completed, and then moving on to two more new projects that they're looking to get started, breaking ground on, and you could be a part of this. This is, you know, we all, I think most of us sit around and we have great respect for our veterans, those men and women who served our nation honorably, and they come back and, you know, sometimes they fall on hard times and sometimes they don't, but these programs are there to support them. They have earned this, and this is an opportunity for us, the folks who sit on the sidelines, to support our veterans in a very tangible way, not just saying thank you for your service, which I know they appreciate hearing, but this is a way for you to put some dollars behind that, to roll up your sleeves, to get involved. Maybe there's a way, if you're a business owner, you can make a donation. You can support some of these projects they have going on. You don't know unless you ask. And we'd appreciate you doing that very much, reaching out to Veterans Outreach Center and getting involved that way. So that huge milestone at Richard's House is fantastic. Flag Day, look for them June 10th through 14th around Rochester. Flag Day, you can give generously there as well and support Veterans Outreach Center. And then Golf for Vets, that date to put on your calendar, Monday, July 24th at Midvale Country Club. Even if you just go to see the rocket launcher golf ball thing. I mean,
exactly.
That alone sets this event apart. And we encourage you to go there. Plus, check out their website. You guys have so many events. Pound the Ground, I know, is coming up later this year. We have a Stars and Stripes celebration much later this year as well. And you got a lot of things on the calendar and so many ways for folks to get involved and to support our veterans. And we encourage them to do just that. Is there anything we haven't mentioned, Laura, that you think our audience, you know, needs to know about Veterans Outreach Center or how you would encourage them to get involved?
Well, I think we covered most things, so I appreciate that. And I just, again, you know, if you are not a veteran, but you know a veteran, and you know that maybe they need some support or some help, send them our way. And if you are the family member and you want to call and get some information, you're welcome to do that. You know, just some general information. But to the community that wants to maybe support our efforts, we welcome everybody in that regard too. So hope to see lots of folks out there this you know, coming up couple of weeks for Flag Day and at our golf event as well.
There you go. Get the information at vocroc.org. That's vocroc.org. Laura Stradley, Executive Director of the Veterans Outreach Center. Again, thank you for your service. And thank you for doing what you do at Veterans Outreach Center as well. I mean, you're touching so many lives there, and you've got a great team of people. We love everybody we work with over there. And so thank you for what you do. We appreciate it, Laura.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me today.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.